Hi everyone, it's Jason and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Wednesday, February 24th at 11 p.m. And yes, winter is waning and you noticed it if you went outside today. It certainly felt quite a bit like spring. We had a nice warm-up, especially for the New York City area. Ahead of a cold front, we had strong southwesterly winds that went south at the end of the day, but New York City was able to make it up to 54 degrees. Much of Long Island was stuck in the mid and upper 40s due to the wind being more off the ocean. So what you're not going to see in the forecast over the next few days and into the weekend is snow. And I will get to that in a moment. But first things first, for your Thursday, it's going to be another gorgeous day. It will be a bit brisk. We're going to have a tight pressure gradient with high pressure building in from the west and this cold front that just went by today. And we'll see highs still in the upper 40s that may actually be warmer than today was for some of our eastern areas. And we'll see lows Thursday night drop down into the upper 20s. Now, also, more sunshine for Friday with high pressure building in from the west. We'll see highs in the mid-40s, still slightly above average, and we'll look for lows in the mid-30s. Now, we don't have any real cold air, but we do have an active northern stream. And we have a couple of short waves that are going to come through, unfortunately, during the course of the weekend. So Saturday looks like a cloudy day. It looks like the bulk of the rain, about a 60% chance, is in the afternoon. But it'll be above average again, with highs in the upper 40s and lows in the upper 30s. And Sunday, we could warm up even a little more. Probably not going to get much sun, but again, we're looking for showers in the afternoon and temperatures rising into the low 50s, just with lows around 40. So not bad as we write the book on the end of February. Now, if we look going forward, snowfall so far this winter, we're not in the same healthy pattern that we were for it during those first 3 weeks of the month. This blocking high to our north has weakened significantly, or in other words, the NAO has gone positive. There's still about 3 to 4 inches of snowfall on the ground as per the NWS. Though not expecting us to receive any snowfall through rest of this week or even into early next week. Doesn't mean we're entirely out of the woods for winter. We have seen significant snow, certainly in March. We've had some infamous blizzards, in fact. And we've had plowable snow even into the middle of April. In fact, last year we had a couple of snowflakes on the 9th of May, tying the record. So, wouldn't write the obituary on winter yet, but it definitely does appear that it is taking a break, and it's taking a break right at the time when March is beginning, so we are running down the clock. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com or on Facebook at JC Weather NYC in Long Island.